Mintail mine resumed production in the Yukon last month. That means Skagway's port is going to be a little bit busier this winter. And the Haynesboro continues to try to determine whether the local police department can respond to emergencies within the borough, but outside the town site. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. Skagway's ore terminal will be doing business again after Minto Mine resumed production in the Yukon last month. That will boost the local economy, but it may slow the city's efforts to clean legacy contamination under the dock. KHNS's Claire Strempel reports.
Pembridge Resources bought the Minto Mine this summer. It announced its first revenue this month for the copper-gold-silver mine about 150 miles north of Whitehorse. Those metals are shipped through the ore terminal in Skagway.
We're going to be getting the terminal up ready to go. We're looking at trucks in mid-January and possibly a ship in mid-March.
Skagway resident David Huns is the president of Mineral Services, Inc. He operates the ore terminal for its owner, Alaska Industrial Development Export Authority, or ADA. His warehouses have been empty since March, but he's preparing for delivery trucks to start arriving in mid-January. He says those Yukon mineral concentrates are going to put local people to work.
So yeah, there is a big economic ripple that is good for the community.
The economic forecast is good, but Mayor Andrew Cremata says an operational ore dock and loader could make it harder to access contamination underneath them. That's been there for decades.
Obviously, as long as there's any kind of ore shipments going through the port, it's going to make everything extremely difficult, because if the conveyor is being used, stands to reason that still not going to be able to access the area beneath it.
He says a complete cleanup would get under the loader, which means removing it. Consultants and state regulators recommended cleaning around the loader, but Cremata said that doesn't go far enough.
You know, the community doesn't want to see a partial plan. They want to see it gone. I mean, it's lead. Nobody wants lead in their waterway.
A spokesperson for ADA said the public corporation is pleased to see the terminal in use, but could not comment on ore dock remediation efforts. UK-based Pembridge Resources produced almost 2,000 tons of concentrate in the first month of operations. Pembridge said in a statement they expect that to increase as the mine ramps up production. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.
State legislator Sarah Hannan says she plans to seek re-election to the Alaska House of Representatives next year. The Democrat won her seat a year ago and is part of the bipartisan House Majority Coalition. Hannan represents House District 33. That includes Douglas, downtown Juneau, Gustavus, Haines, and Skagway. Hannan confirmed Tuesday that she registered her re-election campaign last week. Speaking from Washington, D.C., where she is attending a conference for women in government this week, Hannan says she has not heard about any potential challengers yet.
I expect there will be. That should be the expectation, you know, that it's never given that this is a job you're constantly interviewing for with your voters to try and keep.
Juneau Senator Jesse Keel was elected at the same time as Hannan, but his four-year term means he's not up for re-election until 2022. The state Democratic primary is August 18th, 2020, and the general election is November 3rd. For over a year, the Haynesboro has been trying to determine whether the local police department can respond to emergencies within the borough, but outside the town site. While some assembly members believe the borough charter limits police operations to the town site, others say that police can respond to emergencies anywhere in the borough. At a meeting Tuesday, Assemblymember Brenda Josephson brought forward a resolution aimed at resolving the question of the police's jurisdiction in Haines. Based on a recommendation from the borough clerk, Josephson proposed interpreting the borough charter to include police under the banner of emergency dispatch.
I vetted the resolution well. I think it's an excellent way to resolve the challenge that we have before us.
Haynesboro charter says that emergency dispatch is a power that can be exercised across the entire borough. However, the charter also says police departments must operate within a specific service area. Right now, the townsite is the only police service area in the borough. So here's the question. Can police respond to calls outside of town because the department is part of borough-wide emergency dispatch? Assemblymember Paul Rogers thinks so.
I think if we do this definition as it's been proposed, it grants the police the responsibility to go outside of the town site in the absence of the state police in emergencies. And I think that's all you need. I don't think you need a charter amendment. I don't think you need a vote of the citizens to do that. I think this is a simple case, and I don't think it's more complicated than that.
But Assemblymember Sean Mady disagreed. He believes there's a separation between dispatchers coordinating an emergency response and the actual response by police. He said that interpreting the charter otherwise is just a way to avoid the dilemma of policing outside the town site.
Dispatch is the service provided if they're a call center, they are the liaison. What we are doing is taking that emotional question, that ethical question we've been putting on the police of if you get a call outside the town site, do you or do you not show up? And we're finally doing it right by them, and we're taking it off their shoulders, but we're putting it right on the dispatchers. They get to make this call now.
This year, Mady proposed to ask voters if they would support a charter amendment to make police service a borough-wide power. The question never made it on the ballot. Josephson says her resolution aims to resolve the question of police service in the short term, while the assembly decides if it wants input on the issue from voters during next year's election. No decision was made on the resolution this week. It will be discussed further by the Government Affairs and Services Committee. We have a correction on stories aired recently on the Alaska Marine Highway System. State officials say repair estimates for the ferry Leconte came in $4 million over budget, not $2.8 million, as was previously reported. KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check out our podcast on the NPR One app and Stitcher.